On the show today, we have Callahan and Associates Jay Johnson giving us the latest information from TrendWatch 2017 second quarter. Check it out. And on today's program, we have Mr. Jay Johnson from Callahan and Associates. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Always good to have you back on the show. You're one of our favorite recurring guests because you are always full of great information for all of us to sit back and digest. And we got some TrendWatch information for the viewers today from second quarter 2017. So what's the overall theme for TrendWatch 2017 for the second quarter? What did we uncover this time around?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike. In some way, it may not actually be new news, but you know, when you think about the last couple of years, 2015 was a great year for credit unions. 2016 was an even better year, and so we went into 2017 really saying, "Can you maintain this momentum?"
Yeah, yeah.
And our theme for this was, "We're on pace for another record year."
Nice.
When you look at the numbers, I kind of look at three big numbers always first thing.
Yeah.
What's happening with loan growth? What's happening with share growth? What's happening with membership growth? Mm-hmm. All three of them are continuing to pick up the pace, and it's just been that way the last couple of years. It's tremendous.
That's amazing. Yeah, do you have, I have some specific numbers in front of me, but you can go for it.
Sure. Well, let me just highlight a couple of things.
Sure.
On the loan side, the portfolio has now crossed $900 billion as an industry, so that's a first.
Yeah.
Crossed over that. And more importantly, though, that growth rate, we're looking at now our fourth straight year of double-digit growth in the loan portfolio. And, I mean, we go back a pretty long ways with our data, Mike, but
yeah. That
goes beyond. I mean, we're looking at maybe the 70s since that last happened.
Good grief.
It's tremendous. On the share side, you know, we're still in a pretty low rate environment, and yet shares are growing at the fastest pace that we've seen since 2009. And you know, that was kind of the post-recession flight to quality, a lot of consumers turning to credit unions.
Yeah.
You know, rates really haven't changed. We looked at cost of funds, it hasn't changed much for credit unions, but that growth keeps coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the membership side, it's the fastest growth rate we have seen in tracking our data. Just in the quarter, about 1.2 million net new members added just during the quarter. And when you look, we looked at, when you go back to between 2012 and 13, it was about 2 million net new members. Now we jump ahead, over the last year, it's over 4 million net new members over that 12-month period. So, I mean, the growth is really tremendous. The momentum the industry has is tremendous, particularly as a lot of credit unions go into planning season now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good things to be thinking about.
So what do you guys attribute this growth to? I mean, like you said, I mean, this is stuff that, you know, hasn't happened since the 70s. My gosh,
right.
You know, that's
right.
That might as well be the 1800s, you know? But what do you attribute it to? What do you attribute it to?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because the other part of it is it's not just one thing. Certainly, you know, some areas like auto lending are continuing to be very strong. But when you look at it, there are six lending categories we look at. Five of those six are, again, the growth rate's picking up from a year.
Mm-hmm.
Similar story on the deposit side. Three out of the five categories we look there are picking up. So I really attribute it, Mike. It is, when you go back to it, it comes down to the member level, and it's relationship driven.
Yep.
And you know, the balance sheet growth and all that's tremendous, but the metrics we think are most important are what's happening at the member level.
Mm-hmm.
The average member relationship from a dollar perspective, that's the average loan and share balance, that's up close to $1,000 over the last year. And then the product usage, you know, when you look at that trend over the last 5 years, credit cards, car loans, checking accounts, mm-hmm. all of those up materially at a time when membership's growing at a very fast rate. So credit unions are doing a great job, I think, focusing on those member relationships.
And you look at it, there's this just kind of popped into my head, so bear with me here, but the industry overall is shrinking is consolidating as far as credit unions go, but
right.
membership, loan growth, all these other things are expanding. I mean, it's like, how... How yeah. are you wrapping your head around that one, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think in some ways that's maybe the other side of the numbers that's maybe the challenge is, you know, we still see a kind of difference in performance on average between larger and smaller credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the headline numbers are great, but certainly there are still some credit unions that for a variety of reasons maybe aren't hitting that level
right.
of growth and not quite seeing that success. But in general, you know, you really see some great momentum and a lot of the credit unions that we work with, their biggest challenge right now as they think about their plans is, you know, where do we focus our growth efforts
yeah.
on? You know, how do we keep this momentum going and ensure we're doing it the right way?
Yeah, I mean, do you, speaking of that, nice segue there, Jay. I mean, how do they? How do we? I think that's the million-dollar question here is how do we keep this this train rolling in the right direction that we're on right now?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, I think it does come back to that member side. It was interesting on our TrendWatch call, we try and bring out a couple of credit union examples. You know, we talk about a lot of numbers,
yeah.
but two examples that I think point to, I think, why credit unions become this kind of partner for a lot of members. One example was a credit union, Total Choice, down in Louisiana, a smaller credit union, but their delinquency rate was over 3% a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of kind of coming down on members and saying, "Oh, we gotta, you know, really be sure we collect all these loans, let's, you know, repo cars, whatever it is,"
yeah, yeah.
they really focused on education. They got almost half their staff certified through CUNA's financial counseling, and now their delinquency is down to basically the industry average.
Wow.
And again, it's the idea of, no, we're gonna work with members, and they do that even if a member gets turned down for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, you know, it's a kind of not yet, but if you do these things, you know, we can get that loan for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that approach says a lot about how credit unions are thinking about it. The other example we had was a Commonwealth credit union down in Kentucky, and their CEO, Karen Harbin, mm-hmm. they launched a campaign a couple of years ago called Hey Karen. And it was a way literally where members could just communicate, ask questions directly to her.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, you think about the general perception of a financial institution as kind of this imposing thing. And to have that kind of access, and you know, Commonwealth isn't the only, Karen's not the only CEO who's done mm-hmm. that type
yeah.
of thing necessarily, but just that accessibility to members and being willing
yeah.
to engage and interact with members at that level
mm-hmm.
Really says something. And they talk about how that's helped them even on their kind of think about what products and services they need, because now you're getting members directly asking you,
gosh.
Hey, I'm trying to figure this out, or can you help with this? It's great insight.
Oh my gosh. I mean, to have that, like you said, that level of access. I mean, and you get the information firsthand. I mean, that's so
right.
cool. So
right.
cool. All right, let's look at the flip side of the coin here. Did you see any, is there anything challenging credit unions right now that that we should be aware of and that we could probably maybe fix or something like that?
Well, I think, you know, anytime the numbers are this good, you just worry that, you know, are we just doing the same thing? You know, how are we
yeah.
going to really, you know, keep that ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
so to speak? So I think part of it is, you know, we do want to keep pushing forward. And I think there's can be a time, and we don't necessarily sense this in a lot of credit unions, but there can be that sense of, wow, we had another great year. Let's just keep doing what we're doing.
Right.
Again, I think you always have to be kind of pushing the organization to say, what other ways can we have an impact on our members? Are there things we're missing here that we could? So I think that's one thing. You know, we talk about a lot in this industry, innovation and kind of staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
To me, ultimately, that just goes back to, are you really interacting and hearing from and taking insight from your members? You know, I think if the numbers keep going so well, sometimes you may lose sight of that.
Yeah.
Reality is members still need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of data out there from the Fed and others that show there's still a lot of consumers struggling out there. And I think credit unions can be that great advocate. But again, you just don't want to get caught up in the numbers being so good that
mm-hmm.
you kind of live that momentum without remembering what got you there.
Yeah, don't get complacent. This is the time to keep your foot on the accelerator. So
that's right. That's right.
Was there anything that surprised you in this one, or?
You know, I guess just first quarter, it started off really well. And when you look at some of the bigger picture economic data, you did see a slowdown. You saw car sales slow down and some of these other things. Mm-hmm. So I guess the real surprise to me really was, Mike, just this momentum has continued. Yeah. Now, we did look at something, you know, we looked at, for example, delinquency. And even there, when you look at the trends, certainly if you look over kind of from recession to now, mm-hmm. you know, we're really at those kind of pre-recession levels.
Yeah.
So you don't see a big rise. You do see some credit card delinquency creeping up a little
bit.
But it's a high yielding asset for a lot of credit unions. Yeah. And again, when you look at that longer term trend, it's still in a very normal range historically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything else, the underwriting just seems to be solid. And so I guess, you know, for me, the surprise was to still see that momentum, still see the kind of soundness in the financials. It's just few and far between that you see any real issues jumping out at you.
Yeah, I think we all kind of wait with bated breath each quarter to see, you know, how are we doing? You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, it's kind of fun in a weird way to see, wow, how are we doing? You know, to see these trends and stuff like that. So to wrap up here, Jay, I'll get you off the hot seat here because I'm sure you got lots of stuff to do on your plate. But where can folks go to find out more information on the latest Trend Watch here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. So if you go to creditunions.com, which is our main website, there's two ways you can get it. There's one section, if you look at our menu, is called Read and Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll all the way down, there's a videos section there. And we have Trend Watch that's accessible there. Cool. You'll also find under another menu item, Search and Analyze, there's an industry performance section. And there you'll find Trend Watch, as well as a couple of other just kind of macro looks at the industry that may be helpful for people.
Okay. And I have to warn our viewers, when you go onto your website, you could be there for hours because there's that much information there. So it's really, I'm there every day. So I actually love all the content you guys have on there. So very cool stuff. Jay, thanks so much for hanging out with us and giving us the latest data on what's going on with our credit unions. And it's good to hear that we're still have some good momentum going. So good news.
Yeah.
And let's chat again in a few months.
Sounds great, Mike. Appreciate you having me.
Always fun having you on, Jay. Thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you.